这里是希望之声网上时针英语节目。
Welcome to Jewels from the Internet. My name is Debbie, and I hope that today you'll learn something from our program. I hope you'll learn some content, that means what we're trying to say, and I hope that you'll learn some spelling words, and maybe some meanings of the words, and also the pronunciation of the words. Jewels from the Internet was set up for you to learn some new English language, and I hope that you will today. We're working on story number 404. That's 404. And we're in book 12. We like to put all our stories into small little booklets that you can write to me and ask for, and I will be glad to send them to you. So we're working on book 12, and they're also called Jewels from the Internet. You know, I like to get all these kinds of stories sent to me, and I have several friends that love to send me stories. And I like to read them, and then I think, would my listeners like this story? And so I print it off, and I look it over and make sure it's good material for you. And if it has lots of new words that I think that you would like to learn, then I really enjoy reading it to you on the air. Well, I said we're working on story 404, and this one's called Five Rules to Stay Happy. So I'm going to read it, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it. Five Rules to Stay Happy. Number one, free your heart from hatred. Number two, free your mind from worries. Number three, live simply. Number four, give more. Number five, expect less. No one can go back and make a brand new start. Anyone can start from now and make a brand new ending. God didn't promise days without pain, laughter without sorrow, sun without rain, but he did promise strength for the day, comfort for the tears, and light for the way. Disappointments are like road bumps. They slow you down a bit, but you enjoy the smooth road afterwards. Don't stay on the bumps too long. Move on. When you feel down because you didn't get what you want, just sit tight and be happy, because God has thought of something better to give you. When something happens to you, good or bad, consider what it means. There's a purpose to life's events, to teach you how to laugh more or not to cry too hard. You can't make someone love you. All you can do is be someone who can be loved. The rest is up to the person to realize your worth. It's better to lose your pride to the one you love than to lose the one you love because of pride. We spend too much time looking for the right person to love, or finding fault with those we already love, when instead we should be perfecting the love we give. Never abandon an old friend. You will never find one who can take his place. Friendship is like wine. It gets better as it grows older. Well, it started out by saying it was five rules to stay happy. And it gave you five, didn't it? And then it gave you some thought-provoking sentences after that to think about and really realize what may change in your life to keep you happy. Some of them I think you've heard before. I know the one very close to the beginning is one that I've read before, but that's all I've read. So somebody else has put many of these together and put them in an article, and that's why we have this one called 5 Rules to Stay Happy. Well, let's go back and see if there's some words here that maybe you don't know, or maybe you need to hear the pronunciation for again. Number one, it says, free your heart from hatred. How do you free something? You let it go? You set it free? You release it? I'm thinking of maybe a bird in a cage. How do you free a bird in a cage? You open the door and you let it fly away. So you release it, don't you? Or you set it free. So that is a meaning for free your heart from hatred. Let it go. Get rid of it. Free. F-R-E-E. Now, what's hatred? Now, you might not like somebody, but is that hatred? I don't think so. I know there's people that I don't get along well with sometimes, but I don't hate them. So hatred is a very strong feeling, isn't it? It's an emotion or a feeling. And it might be a violent feeling. Sometimes if you look at the news, you see a lot of hatred on the news. You see people hitting each other or yelling at each other or maybe even more physical than that. On the news, they always show you the bad things, don't they? They show you somebody killing somebody with a gun or with a baton or something. That would be hatred because it's very, very violent, isn't it? So that would be hatred. Let me spell hatred for you. H-A-T-R-E-D. And I hope that none of you out there have hatred for anybody. It's okay to dislike somebody, but that's not hatred, is it? Disliking is just not liking somebody as well as you like others. Dislike, D-I-S-L-I-K-E. Well, the number two said, free your mind from worries. Now, to worry is to make you feel very anxious. You fret about things or you're very concerned about things. You have a high anxiety level. Now, I've used many words here, haven't I? Let's spell them for you. Worries. W-O-R-R-I-E-S. Worries. Now, if you just have one worry, it would be spelled a little differently. So let me give that to you. Worry. W-O-R-R-Y. So here, if you have more than one, you take off the Y and you add an I-E-S to make worries. Now let me spell some words that are worries or that mean the same as worries. Concern. You might have some concerns, don't you? C-O-N-C-E-R-N. Concern. Now you might feel anxious. A-N-X-I-O-U-S. Anxious. A-N-X-I-O-U-S. Now you may be worried about something or concerned about something, or you're anxious for something to happen. That means that you're worried, isn't it? Number three said, live simply. Let me spell that simply for you, then I'll tell you what it means. Simply. S-I-M-P-L-Y. Simply. It means that you don't have to have everything that everybody else has. You don't want to be showy or elaborate. You might want to just live basically with just the things that you need. So you don't have, oh, let me think. I know I have 2 sets of dishes, one that I use every day and one that I use just for company when I have people to my house. I use my simple dishes when it's just my family. I'd use my elaborate dishes when I have company. So that means that I'm showing off my good dishes, aren't I? So if I was living simply, I would just have my simple set of dishes that I would use all the time. Now, another way you can say that is you're being uncomplicated. You know, I live pretty simply at my house because I don't have a car. I just have what I need. I do have some extra little things that I like to put out, like candles. But that might be living simply, too. I don't use the electricity as much. I use candles, so I'm living simply. Now, number four was give more. How do we give? We can deliver something. We can provide something. We can donate something. That just means to give, doesn't it? If I wanted to give somebody flowers, I'm presenting them with flowers. If I wanted to give somebody a ride in a car, I would provide transportation. So to give more just means to give or show people that you care. That's almost how you give, isn't it? You show people that you care. What's the next one? Number five, expect less. Now, I might expect a lot from my husband and children. They should be there for me when I need them. They should do things that I ask them to do. But if I expect less, it just means that, you know, I'd like them to do that, but they probably won't. So I need to expect less. So anticipate would be another word for expect. Or count on. Count on less than what you really have. I would like a huge paycheck, but I know that I won't get that. So I expect less than what I'd really want. Expect. E-X-P-E-C-T. Expect. Well, those are the five rules to stay happy. But then there's some sentences here that will help us to be happy too. So let's go through them. No one can go back and make a brand new start. No one can go back. Now, if I wanted to go back somewhere, I would either go back in age and be younger again, or I would go back to where I used to live, or go back to a different job that I had before. So it's what was in the past. If you go back, you're going back to the past. So no one can go back and make a brand new start. To do that is to start at the beginning again, isn't it? Brand new means that you've never done it before. It's unused. It's brand new. But anyone can start from now. That means to begin now, to start from now. S-T-A-R-T, start. And they can make a brand new ending. That just means that if you start something, you have to finish it. And that's what an ending is, isn't it? It's what you've done to conclude what you started. Now, if I'm starting to do some embroidery work or some needlework, I can start with a brand new piece, with brand new threads. But when I come to the end, that means I've finished it. That's what the ending would be. So I can have a brand new ending. It also means you've started something and now you're finishing that. So you can start again and come up with something different than what you had. Now, the next one is the one that I know I've done before in previous programs. It says, God didn't promise days without pain. That means he didn't promise. He didn't give assurance that you'd never get hurt. He didn't give you laughter without sorrow. You know, laughter is like happiness, isn't it? And sorrow is sadness. Sun without rain. Those are opposites. Sometimes you have sun, but you don't have rain at the same time. If it's rainy, it's usually cloudy, and you don't have any sun. But God did promise or give assurance, strength. That would be energy for the day. Comfort for the tears. What is comfort? It's support or relief for when you're crying. That's what it means by comfort for the tears. or light for the way. You can be assured that what you're doing is okay. Now there's quite a few words in there. Let me see if we can spell some of them. Promise. It means to give assurance or give one's word. I promise to do something means that I said I would do it and now I'm going to do it. Promise. P-R-O-M-I-S-E. Laughter. That was another word for happiness. Laughter. L-A-U-G-H-T-E-R. And sorrow was like sadness. You're unhappy. You're sorrowful. So sorrow. S-O-R-R-O-W. Now what was strength? That was energy. S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H. And comfort for tears. Remember that meant support or relief from your suffering. Comfort. C-O-M-F-O-R-T. Well, let's go on to the next one. Disappointments are like road bumps. Have you ever had a bump in the road that you're driving along and all of a sudden you hit a bump? And sometimes they put them there on purpose to keep you from going too fast. Those are called speed bumps. But disappointments are like that too. Now someone has failed to do what they said they would do, and you're disappointed. If you're disappointed, sometimes that means you're let down. You're unhappy, aren't you? Disappointments. D-I-S-A-P-P-O-I-N-T-M-E-N-T. Disappointment. Road bumps. Now let me spell both those words. Road, R-O-A-D. And bumps, B-U-M-P-S. Road bumps. They slow you down a bit, but you enjoy the smooth road afterwards. To enjoy means you get pleasure from, or you're delighted that you have a smooth sailing afterwards. You know, I used to live in a place where they had several on one road of these speed bumps or road bumps. They didn't want you to go through here too fast. So they put these big, huge bumps, and you couldn't drive over them very fast at all. But you did enjoy the smooth road afterwards. You went, oh, yes, and you stepped on the gas and made your car go very fast. So smooth would mean no bumps. It's very, very flat, smooth. This sentence says, don't stay on those bumps too long. In other words, you don't want many disappointments, lots and lots and lots. You want to get on with your life. And that's what it says, move on or keep going so you get to that smooth road afterwards. The next one, when you feel down because you didn't get what you want, just sit tight and be happy. Now, to feel down means that you feel unhappy. That's an expression or another word that would mean unhappy. You feel down. How do you just sit tight and be happy? It means just wait. Sit tight. Just stay there. Sit tight. Because God has something or has thought of something better to give you. So if you're unhappy and you feel down, just wait for a while because something better will come along. The next one. When something happens to you, good or bad, consider what it means. Consider here would mean think about the meaning or why. You consider or you think about or you question. Consider. C-O-N-S-I-D-E-R. Consider. It says there's a purpose. That would mean a reason. Purpose. P-U-R-P-O-S-E. Purpose. To life's events. What is an event? It is something that happened. An event might be a festival, or fireworks, or a birthday. That's an event, isn't it? Event. E-V-E-N-T-S. Events. Things that are happening. They might want to teach you how to laugh more, That means to be happier, doesn't it? And not to cry too hard. So don't be very, very sad. I'm going to read that whole sentence again, so now you can put it all together. When something happens to you, good or bad, consider what it means. There's a purpose to life's events, to teach you how to laugh more and not to cry too hard. Well, let's go to the next one. You can't make someone love you. All you can do is be someone who can be loved. Now, if you want somebody to love you, that means you want them to respect you, to care about you. You can't make that happen very well, can you? But you can be someone who can be loved. So you're already a nice, kind person, and that way somebody will like you because of it. So it depends on your attitude here, doesn't it? You can't make someone love you. All you can do is be someone who can be loved. The rest is up to the person to realize your worth. To realize means to know what you're really like. To realize, R-E-A-L-I-Z-E, realize. It's better to lose your pride to the one you love than to lose the one you love because of pride. Now, what is pride? Let me spell it first for you. Pride, P-R-I-D-E. That usually means your self-esteem or your self-respect or your dignity. Pride. Let me spell those words for you. Self-esteem. S-E-L-F hyphen E-S-T-E-E-M. Your self-esteem is what makes you feel good about yourself. If you feel like you look good or you know what you're doing, you have good self-esteem. You also have good self-respect, which is also another word for pride. S-E-L-F hyphen R-E-S-P-E-C-T, self-respect. It also gives you a sense of dignity. Dignity means that you can stand up straight and tall and say, yes, I'm a good person. That's your dignity. D-I-G-N-I-T-Y. So it's better to lose your pride to the one you love. Now, the one you love is the one that you care about, isn't it? Or somebody that cares about you, loves you. Then to lose the one you love, to lose something is to not have it anymore. If you lose it, they've gone away. The one you love is not there anymore because of pride. So let me read that whole sentence again. It's better to lose your pride to the one you love than to lose the one you love because of pride. Now let me see if I can explain that to you a little bit better. You might really have a lot of respect for yourself and to show it to maybe your husband or your children. But it says here it's better to lose that just a little bit to the people that you love than to lose those people that you love. That means that they would go away from you because of something that you were so proud of. You know, I can think of a friend of mine who really, really loved his car. His car was everything to him. It made him feel good. That gave him the sense of dignity. It gave him his self-respect. But you know, he loved that car more than he loved his family. And so he lost his family because of pride for his car. Does that make it a little more understandable? Okay, let's go on. We spend too much time looking for the right person to love or finding fault with those we love. To find fault is to look at all the bad things in their lives and maybe not like them. To find fault says, oh, you forgot to put the toothpaste tube back where it belongs, or you didn't pick up after yourself. So you're finding things that you don't like in that other person. Instead, We should be perfecting the love we give. To perfect something means to make it better. Perfect. P-E-R-F-E-C-T. Perfect. It's the same word as perfect, but it's different meaning here, so it is said differently. Instead, we should be perfecting or making it better, the love that we give to others. Well, the very last one says, never abandon an old friend. Abandon means to desert or let them go or go away from them. Abandon. A-B-A-N-D-O-N. Abandon. You will never find another person to take his place. Friendship is like wine. It gets better as it grows older. So this just means the longer you know somebody and are a friend to them, the longer and the better you are at being a friendly person, and they will love you for it. Well, you know, my time is over again. I can't believe my half hour goes so fast. But let me give you a couple of ways you can contact me. One is through the mail, so let me give you my mailing address. Put down to Debbie, I'll spell it, D-E-B-B-I-E, at GPO Box 7600, Hong Kong. My email address here is Zhao Meng, and I'm going to spell that for you too, Z-H-A-O-M-I-N-G. Zhao Meng at vohc.com. I hope that you will look on our website, www.vohc.com. I also encourage you to come back for our next story of Jewels from the Internet. Bye for this time.
谢谢您收听今天的网上时针英语节目。如果听众朋友想跟我们取得联系，您可以直接发电子邮件给我，我是艾德，我的电子邮件地址是艾德，也就是汉语拼音的 A-I-D-E 艾德 at vohc.cn。 谢谢您今天的收听，再见。